You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Snow enthusiasts rejoiced when the new year brought some much-needed powder to the Sierra. But Tahoe resorts weren't the only ones celebrating an end to the snow drought. Other businesses also rely heavily on the tourism dollars that snow brings into the local economy. Mountain Slice Pizzeria and Creamery is located in Tahoe City, and its owner, Alex Hunt, is no stranger to being subject to the whims of Mother Nature. He joins us with a check-in on how this business and also the businesses across the Tahoe region as a whole are doing so far this season. Alex, as always, welcome back to Insight.
Hey, what's up, Vicky? Thanks for having me back.
I imagine it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it is absolutely gorgeous. I'd say blue skies, mid-30s, no wind. Lake is looking glassy. It's great right now.
Oh, wonderful. And of course, snow has returned to Tahoe. And I'm sure with it, a lot of, you know, tourists who want to, you know, hit the slopes, but also that works up an appetite. How has business been so far?
Business has been good. I mean, like you guys have talked about here on the program a few times in the past this season, it's been, you know, the snow has been a little bit meager. We got a little bit of a pop here kind of mid-December, end of December. But usually by that time of the year and years prior, we have snow up here on the mountain. So we have a lot of people that are making their way to the restaurant via the resorts and stuff like that. But without the resorts being open, it's been a little bit more of a struggle this year as opposed to the previous ones. But it's been okay.
Yeah, I think when people think of adjacent businesses tied to winter or snow activities. I mean, you think of like rental companies, but businesses like yours, I mean, eateries and restaurants are tied to, you know, whether there's snow or not.
100%. It's definitely a twofold if I look at it. In one of those parts, it's, you know, like you said, it's a lot of people come up here for the resorts, but those resorts drive a lot of people into town after the resorts close. And so that drives a lot of business to us as local businesses here in the area. However, what I will say is because we've had such a low snowfall thus far this season, a lot of the resorts that bring in a lot of foreign workers and stuff like that, like J1s to work at the resorts for seasonal stuff to make a little money and bring it back home, they ended up cutting the program. And so we tend to get some of our seasonal employees through that. And unfortunately, because the program's been cut, there's been no reason for them to really stay. So they've left. And unfortunately, that's kind of dwindled the workforce here this season a little bit. And so it's what I will say overall is that we're getting through. We have to, you know, we have a lot of ebbs and flows here with high seasons and low seasons, with the tourist influx coming in on summers and winters, and then we have our slow seasons in fall and in spring. And so it's been extended a little bit longer, at least at the beginning of this season with us for fall. We usually have a few pops with the holidays, with Thanksgiving and Halloween coming in at the end of October. And so we get a few big pushes, you know, before the resorts are supposed to like full blown open come usually like beginning of December. But with the real small snowfall that we've had thus far, they weren't able to open on time like they usually do. Usually by Thanksgiving, we're snowboarding and skiing, but this year we weren't able to. And so that really kind of slowed things down for a lot of the local businesses up here. And so, like I said earlier, we have to kind of budget already with the slow seasons coming through. This one's just extended a little bit longer. So we have to be a little more cognizant of that fact. And a lot of the businesses have been. But it's just another thing that we kind of have to deal with up here in a tourist driven town.
Yeah, I would think with business owners like yourself across the Tahoe Basin, you have to learn to kind of ride out uncertainty from one season and year to the next.
100%. We, you know, here in Tahoe, we're used to having really high seasons and having really low seasons. We call it feast or famine around here. It's either, you know, you're either making enough money to provide for everybody that you have on your crew, or, you know, come slow season, you're taking cuts for yourself so people can still, you know, get a paycheck and make their rent. You know, as we all know, rent is expensive and everything's expensive across the board right now. And so It definitely makes things a little bit more challenging. What I will say though, if you have the foresight to look forward to the following months that are coming, then you're able to make it work for the most part. Now, obviously, some businesses are going to be hit harder than others, depending on what sector they're working in. But it's across the board, it's something that we're used to. What I will say is we're just not used to it as far into the season as we have been this year in many years.
How has the past year been? We've had businesses on the show with the change in administration. There have been trade wars and tariffs about it impacting a variety of industries, even tourism at that. Visit California had lower international visitors to California last year. Some of that was due to a negative sentiment towards America. Have you felt this either in the products that you purchase, how you run your business? Has it trickled down to your pizzeria?
100% across the board. When you run a pizza place, you want to keep politics out of it. And as much as I want to, and we try to, it's definitely affecting what we do here on a day-to-day basis to a degree. One of the things that we really run into here, specifically at our shop, at the pizza shop, is so we do a lot of takeout. So we have pizza boxes. Pizza boxes are made of cardboard. Our distributor gets their cardboard, a lot of their cardboard from a lot of the recycled trees coming out of Canada. And with that said, it's our, just to give you a kind of a scope of it, we used to pay before, so before all these tariffs kind of went into place, the beginning of last year, especially on Canada, we've run into just for instance, a 25 pack of 20 inch boxes used to run us around anywhere from $25 to $27. Now I'm paying up to $42 to $47 for a pack. So it's about almost 100% increase. And so with that said, that's something that we, or myself as a business owner, and this is just me personally, I can't speak to everybody else, but for myself, it's not something that I want to pass on to the customer. And so we're trying to figure out ways to mitigate that cost a little bit across the board, whether it's increasing the price of some of our products by 50 cents or something to offset that cost of a box. However, me as a business owner, I don't feel great about doing that. Myself, I always want to put people over profits. And so I know that that's not necessarily the mindset for a lot of business owners across the board, whether or not it's up here or across the country. But for me, as a business, and with all the community support that we've had up here, and we are a small community, so that community support is very paramount to us surviving, especially through the slow seasons. I don't want to pass that cost off onto other customers. So we're doing a lot to work with our distributors, figure out ways to kind of mitigate the cost, stuff like that, do events, off hours that we can bring in extra revenue that still benefits the community, but still helps us with our top line and making sure that we can still, provide food at an affordable cost, make sure that the employees are paid and they get their money. Because, like we talked about earlier, rent is not cheap and it doesn't seem to be getting any cheaper anytime soon. A lot of this, as much as, like I said earlier, I want to keep politics out of it, a lot of this is because of our super awesome president. And I don't want to get too much into it, but it's, and for those of you that are listening, that was complete sarcasm. I just feel like we're trying, we're treading water, and even though we're still keeping our heads above water, we feel like we have weights on our feet and we're constantly sinking down.
And as we let off the top, we're talking to you when it's like a clear sunny day in Tahoe. We've had a streak of clear weather, which also means no snow. Is that good, having a lot of sun after some snow for the new year?
It's great. I mean, ideally, we want to have a good handful of storms, and especially in the beginning of the season, we deal with a little bit of warmer weather, but it still allows us to get some snow. So that snow that does fall is heavy, and that is a great base for us. That's a great base to have to help the resorts kind of build layers on top of that, especially if it's cold at night for them to blow snow. Shout out to our mountains out here. They've got great snowmaking teams, Palisades, Alpine. Homewood just reopened on the West Shore to the public, and they've been doing a great job as far as snowmaking and grooming over there. So a lot of the resorts are really trying to put in the effort to allow people to continue to come up, even though we don't have any more snow on the horizon. What I will say, though, is with the snow that we've had, it has warmed up during the days, and so that creates a little bit of an ice layer on top. And then we did have a storm at the end of December that gave us a lot of colder, dry snow. And that creates a lot of avalanche and slide zones. And so, unfortunately, it makes the conditions in the backcountry a little bit unstable and not as, the conditions aren't as great for us to be able to go out and enjoy stuff off the mountain if we don't want to go to a resort and get a little bit of a couple turns in or something like that. And so what I will say is the conditions have been a little bit dangerous as far as right after that snowfall came at the end of December, but we haven't had anything, and I'd say in about 10 days or so, and we doesn't look like we have anything on the horizon for the next 2 weeks. And so the conditions are great. The snow is great. What I will say to everybody is if you're thinking about coming up with how uncertain the continuation of this season is going to be, definitely come up and take advantage of it while you can. But it ideally we would like a little bit more snow this time of year, but we'll take whatever we can get.
Well, before we let you go, we only have a few seconds left. I mean, you moved to Tahoe City in 2012. You opened Mountain Slice a few years later in 2017, and you have been a regular presence on Insight since 2020. We brought you on during the pandemic. We've checked in with you after wildfires impacted the region. You've been thrown a lot of curveballs in the time that you've been a business owner and local in Tahoe. As you reflect back on the near decade in business, plus that as a local, what stands out to you?
Real quickly, because I know we got to wrap up. Like I told your producer earlier, it's the support. I can't. I get. You know. I'm starting to get choked up talking about it now. This is something that I've always wanted to do, as far as opening up a pizza shop. And when I left the pizza shop that I was working up in Truckee, when I first moved up here, I worked a couple jobs while I was building out the restaurant here, but I didn't tell anybody kind of what I was doing. But they all knew that I had a passion for pizza. I talked about it passionately. I love what I do. And so once the restaurant was ready to open in 2017, and I started letting everybody know what I was doing, it made sense. It made sense to everybody. It made sense to me. The community support that I've had, has been amazing. We try to do a lot of events here at the shop, whether it's in our parking lot or inside the shop itself, to promote a lot of community events and just bring back a bigger community feel to Tahoe City. We do have a lot of new money that's coming into the town, and we're starting to kind of lose that old Tahoe aesthetic and that old Tahoe feel. And so for me, that was one of the driving factors to make me move up here initially. And so I really want to bring back that community feel. And so having the community support the events that we're doing, support the shop through COVID, through wildfires, through everything, it's been absolutely amazing. And I can't thank our community enough. And outside of our community, everybody else that has found us online, Yelp, whatever it is, it's been amazing. And that's when people ask me that question, because I get asked a lot. That's the first thing that comes to my mind, and that's always the first thing I'm going to say. It's the community. We have a great community up here. We take care of our own when we're in trouble and when we're not. And during slow season, they're the ones that get us through it. And so I don't have nice enough things to say about everybody that's taking care of us.
Alex Hunt is the owner and operator of Mountain Slice Pizzeria and Creamery in Tahoe City. As always, thanks, Alex, for joining
Vicky,
us.
thank you so much, and hopefully we can do it again. And I'll see you guys soon.
Would love to. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.